Welcome to Kupuna Wiki, Hawaii's senior resource, the radio show that helps you find answers on important topics like finances, senior housing, estate planning, real estate, health, and much more. Now, let's join Kupuna Wiki hosts, Brandon Lau and Andrew Leon.
Aloha and welcome to the Kupuna Wiki radio show. This month, we are talking about health and wellness. And in studio, we have Randall Lau, certified instructor with Tai Chi for Health Institute. Kupuna Wiki is Hawaii's senior resource. We talk to the best local professionals in the state regarding topics such as real estate, senior housing, estate planning, finance, and health, so our kupuna families can find the best resources in the midst of a life transition. We strive to make sure our seniors are informed and supported every step of the way. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Brandon Lau.
And I'm Andrew Leon,
your host for the Kupuna Wiki radio show.
If you miss any of our shows on air, the Kupuna Wiki radio show is available as a podcast and can be found on Spotify, Apple, and Podbean for your listening pleasure. Our title sponsor for today is Hawaii Kai Senior Living, recently voted Best of Senior Living by senioradvisors.com. Hawaii Kai Senior Living offers customizable care options to best fit your needs and lifestyle. Call 808-395-9599 and mention that you heard about them on Kupuna Wiki.
And now we have our real estate tip of the week brought to you by Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors.
As 2021 comes to an end, renowned paint companies are releasing their 2022 picks for the color of the year. After yet another tumultuous year, many designers and homeowners anticipate the exciting release of colors and palettes to refresh spaces and create new colorful memories. 2022 will be a year of soft, soothing greens with subtle shades of gray mixed in.
For more information on the current trends in decorating your home, contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors at 753-9033. Again, today we have the pleasure of speaking with Randall Lau. He is a certified instructor with the Tai Chi for Health Institute. Welcome, Randy.
Hi. Aloha, everyone.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, Randy, you are a man of many talents, and I know you didn't start off necessarily as a certified instructor of Tai Chi. In fact, you had your roots way back in the Department of Education.
Yes.
Right? And you kind of had a passion for what you're doing now. But maybe you can share a little bit of your story, you know, how you went from education to doing the things that you're doing today.
Oh, sure. I don't want to go too much into it. But, you know, I'm from Hilo, and I'm one of those long-time students in the college. You know, finally kicked myself in gear, and as I started to look for a job, you know, I actually came out with a biology in arts, which wasn't a heavy science degree, but I decided to try out substitute teaching.
Right.
And I felt like, I think this is something I could do. Mm-hmm. And when I look back, I think I've always been interested in helping. I've always enjoyed helping and, you know, others do things.
Right.
So came up to Oahu in 1985, ended up with my degree in elementary education, and stayed in and got my master's out of the way in elementary science. Along the way, I joined a group called Jiyoung. So Jiyoung Hawaii, and it's under Arthur Lee, who since passed, and it's now being run by his son Harlan Lee, and the school is in Chinatown. And I've stayed with the club until now. So before Hilo, or when I was in Hilo, I got introduced to Tai Chi early on in the 70s, and I learned a little bit about it. Mm-hmm. Eventually, when I came up to Oahu, I found Jiyoung, and he accepted me. And, you know, funny story about old school is that old school, they don't, it's not commercial, yeah? So they don't say, hey, come in, let me take your money. It's, hey, why do you want to learn this? You're like 29 years old. What do you want to learn this for? You know, they try to chase you away.
Yeah. They try to qualify you.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, if it's the right fit, then what's your interest? So what did you tell them?
So I said, oh, you know, I've always wanted to learn. I grew up in the Run Run Shaw, Black Belt Theater, Bruce Lee's days, you know. So and my brother had, my brother was actually in the club. That's how I knew about them.
Oh, okay.
So Mr. Lee eventually recognized that I wanted to learn Tai Chi, so he started taking me to his friend's class, and through that I learned what's called the long form, the Yang long form, and that has a long history in Hawaii. Two main people. So through the years, my professional career as an educator and learning the Kung Fu, and slowly somebody said, hey, can you teach us Tai Chi? I said, mm-hmm. Oh, sure. Right? And eventually my teacher started to, well, he had to teach a class once, so he brought me as his assistant. Mm-hmm. So through the years with him, I started to help the Kung Fu classes and teach the Tai Chi classes. First, just kind of standing in front leading and just being an assistant. And towards the very end, I was running the class. When I retired, I decided to get my massage license degree. Mm-hmm. And that's taken me really into the health arena, which is something I've always been interested in.
Right.
Along the way, I started to get more involved in the internal aspects of Tai Chi. Mm-hmm. And again, my friend called me up from Catholic Charities and said, hey, can you come and teach? Long story short, he said, you know, Randy, we're running the Lanikila Multipurpose Senior Center, mm-hmm. and we're getting a lot of falls, so we need a seated class. There's an opportunity for you to get certified in this program. We'll pay for it. Are you interested? And I thought, hey, I'm retired, right? I need something. Sure, certify me. About 6 years later, we went from one seated class to twice a week, from 5 to 8 people to consistently about 30 people.
Wow.
In pre-pandemic, yeah. But
yep.
On the paper, we needed like 2 sheets of paper for everybody that signed up.
Mm-hmm.
It's been an interesting journey because that also opened up other avenues. So the Department of Health, Stan Michaels, who's under the EMS, but really what he's doing now is fall prevention for seniors in mm-hmm. Hawaii. He's giving me opportunities to go on. So I was on KHON TV doing the morning news for, they have their annual fall prevention campaign. I've met other people. I'm now talking to people across the country and in other countries. And again, because of the pandemic, right? Mm-hmm. We've gone internet and Zoom.
Right.
And it's expanded. And one of the things I did after Lanikila is I presented this program to Kahalanui, where my mom is. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, this is the perfect program. Mm-hmm. This one group of seniors, most of them are using assistive devices, right? They're either wheelchair, walker, canes. I said, I've got this perfect program for you. So we started that on the Sundays. And it is real perfect.
I bet you have a lot of people who signed up.
Yeah. It's a small group. It's in the
right.
assisted living side, so a lot of them are assisted coming up.
Mm.
And then Nakupuna Makamai opened up. They asked me if I was interested in doing that. They were looking. Nakupuna Makamai is the senior center that was championed by Rick Galatera,
right?
When
right.
he was still in office.
Yeah.
It's the old water pumping station by Kakaako. Right by the Gold Bond building. Mm-hmm. So we've started that. And this past year, the Papakulea Community Center, they have a senior component that they're housed in the Papakulea Community Center, that outdoor gym.
Right.
So we've started classes with them. And with the pandemic, you know, we've all gone on Zoom, yeah.
Now, Randy, you know, it seems like door after door has opened up for you. And has a lot to do with the Kupuna community.
Yeah.
Now, for people who may not be as familiar with Tai Chi itself, maybe you can share some of the background and why it's so popular with Kupuna.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You know, Tai Chi is popularly looked at as an old folks
right.
exercise,
yeah.
but it's not. It's when I started out, you know, my emphasis originally was Kung Fu. Right, self-defense, fighting, the more external, and I look at it as, you know, Tai Chi is a martial art. It's a very legitimate, it's a very high-level martial art, and the benefit is health. I've totally switched that, because now, as my life has changed, I'm becoming Kupuna now. Yeah? I qualify, right? I qualify.
Get your card.
Yeah, I didn't get my card yet, but I qualify. Now I realize the health is more important.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that every good master that we follow, right, in the end, they all say, learn it for health.
Mm-hmm.
So Tai Chi started years ago. You know, there's popular stories of who started and such, but really it's something that evolved hundreds, thousands of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell my students that you cannot separate the martial aspects from the health aspects. If you're not healthy, you can't fight. Mm-hmm. Right? If you don't understand the health, then what we see is you're like a you're like an empty eggshell, right? Hard on the outside, but nothing inside, no substance. Right. So through the years, it was brought to Hawaii by Tung Fu Ling, the Tung family, mm-hmm. And another person, T.Y. Peng. Both of them have since moved on, but those are the main influences in Hawaii. And what the Tai Chi does, the reason why it's the perfect, or it's a perfect exercise for seniors and anybody, mm-hmm. is because it moves slow. Mm-hmm. So because it moves slow, it has the meditative qualities, so there's a lot of stress relieving, and learning and understanding, relaxing, something called sung, is something I'm just starting to study now and understand. And because you move slow in developing balance, you cannot cheat, right? In other words, if you move fast, you can say, hey, look, I can shift from left leg to right leg. But if I move you slowly, I'll say, no, you're actually falling. Yeah? So the slow movement is important. And what's popular now is we talk about mindfulness. Mm-hmm. Yeah? So Tai Chi is an internal martial art. It's internal Kung Fu, it's internal health, what we call Qigong and Neigong. And Qigong, Neigong is like the old original, I mean, there's stuff before it, but basically that's the original mindfulness exercise. Mm-hmm. Yeah? So what I'm discovering now, because I never really took a formal Tai Chi class, mm-hmm. right? I was in a Kung Fu club and I've studied Tai Chi on the side. And what I'm beginning to understand is that when you practice Tai Chi and you do a long form, mm-hmm. like not just a few minutes, but if you do 20 minutes, you're developing balance, mm-hmm. you're toning your muscles, and because it's very energetic, we talk about Qi, which mm-hmm. is life force, and it's not something easy to concretely measure. Yeah? But what it does is, in the medical Qi Kung world, it flushes the entire body with Qi. Mm. So I tell my students, when you practice something like Tai Chi, you're putting yourself into a state of self-healing. So you're either toning up the muscles, you're flushing all the organs. If you look at acupuncture, you're flushing all the meridians. And the simplest way to do healing is to have enough of this energy and just totally relax and let the body send the energy where it wants to do. Yeah, and that's a real simplified nutshell.
And it's not meant to be complicated, right? I mean, when you have your body and your movements and your mind kind of in sync, then I think that's where there is that mindfulness and relaxation can take place, right?
You know, all
and
the
you don't want to overcomplicate it.
Yeah,
right?
All the old teachers or the older teachers, right? And I say older because they've had that wisdom that I'm just starting to enter in, I hope. But I realize now, they all said, just move. Don't worry how you move. Do something. Mm-hmm. You don't do anything, you get no benefit. And I'm slowly starting to understand that now, where in the beginning, the form and the correctness is so important. Now it's move, I'll guide you there. You're not here to be Olympic athlete. Right?
Right.
You're not here to learn how to fight. You're not here to do self-defense out there. Your self-defense is life in general.
That's right.
So emotionally, physically, mentally. So that's what Tai Chi addresses.
I like that. I'm going to make that your slogan, just move. Well, Randy, when we come back after this commercial break, I want to hear a little bit more about how you're discovering the healing aspect of Tai Chi. And then also talk about some of your massage therapy involvement as well.
Sure, I'd love to talk about it.
So we'll talk more about that right after this commercial break.
We'll be back with more Kupuna Wiki right after this.
Hawaii Kai Senior Living offers all-inclusive, affordable senior apartments from studio to three bedrooms on 23 luxurious tropical acres in East Oahu. Take a dip in the saltwater pool or join a Tai Chi class. Recently voted Best of Senior Living by SeniorAdvisors.com, Hawaii Kai Senior Living offers customizable care options to cater to those fully independent and those who may need some additional assistance. Plus, it's just 25 minutes from downtown Honolulu. Call 395-9599 today and tell the team you heard about them on Kupuna Wiki. That's 395-9599.
Welcome back to Kupuna Wiki on AM 690, The Answer.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, we are speaking with Randall Lau. He's the certified instructor for the Tai Chi for Health Institute and also a licensed massage therapist. And, you know, right before the break, it gave a great history of Tai Chi and how it was brought to Hawaii. We want to talk about some of the healing aspects of it. But before that, I see that you did a session at the medical school for Tai Chi for arthritis for fall prevention. Yeah. And I wanted to find out, you know, obviously a lot of seniors falling is a big thing for them. And so how does Tai Chi come into play with that to, you know, maybe strengthening their stance to help prevent these, you know, falls.
Yeah. Okay. Just a real quick background as I get into that. One thing I want to point out is I'm one of many Tai Chi for Health Institute instructors in the state of Hawaii, and we do have what's called a master instructor, mm-hmm. who who certifies everybody. So yeah, the program has really grown, but it's called Tai Chi for Health Institute, and I like to make the clarification because Tai Chi for Health itself has become a very popular title, mm-hmm. and as martial artists start to convert their classes for health, yeah, they all use that, so it's become a generic term. But the Tai Chi for Health Institute was started by Dr. Paul Lam, who's a medical doctor, and who started Tai Chi very early on in his life, and he grew up during the Cultural Revolution, mm-hmm. so he credits it with helping him combat early adult arthritis. Mm. Because he grew up during the Cultural Revolution, he, like many others that I'm finding out now actually, suffered from malnutrition. Mm. And it's something that's the world really doesn't understand. So his first program was Tai Chi for Health for arthritis for fall prevention. In fact, it was just Tai Chi for Health for arthritis. Mm. And everything he does and certifies has to be vetted. Mm. So everything is evidence-based. Mm. Yeah.
Now, Randy, I know this, you know, this appeals to a lot of people who are able to move and do the position, the stances. You talked earlier about some kupuna you can do Tai Chi while sitting down, mm-hmm. right? Is there some class for those who might have a disability or... you know, maybe more of a therapeutic type of Tai Chi in that regard?
Well, you know, the Tai Chi in this program is based on what's called the Sun style or Sun style. Mm-hmm. And the major reason it was chosen out of all the styles is because it's more upright. The movements are shorter. And when I first learned it, it drove me crazy because I wasn't used to, I was used to more application with the hands. And somebody said, no, it's shoulder blades. And I realized all the hand movements, there's a lot of this open and close, and the palms are open. So it doesn't emphasize, you know, punching, grabbing, all of these things. It emphasizes health. It's upright. It's short steps. Mm-hmm. So it's still modified more for seniors, but it's the perfect Tai Chi style to easily modify for stepping. And mm-hmm. one of the main features, which sounds very simplistic, is there's what we call the follow step, which is basically just if you step up with your right leg, your left foot follows. If mm-hmm. you step back, the other leg follows. And that's the basic first step of learning to walk. Mm-hmm. So the Tai Chi for Health program has taken the Tai Chi forms, has condensed it, so you could just do three movements. Right. Hmm. If you needed to, you could do it seated. And one of the big components actually is not what we call the set, the Tai Chi form, but it's the warm-ups. So there's 12 warm-ups. I'm so in love with the seated because in the seated, I don't have to worry about falling. But it's really the Tai Chi for Health program that has allowed me to study the internal aspects of Kung Fu, of Tai Chi. So I have to be reminded, hey, can we do standing? More standing? yeah, I really do. But what the Tai Chi does is it allows you to start from the minimal mobility ability that you can do. So if you need to do it seated, you can easily do it seated. And I just, I'll tell people, just follow along with your hands if I'm doing the standing. If you're doing standing and you need to use a walker or a cane, use it. Right? Again, it's do something and move. And it's a repetition of your posture. We're trying to straighten out the spine as much as possible. We're trying to, all the principles. So we talk about like suspended from above, sinking, how to sink the air down, a lot of visualization involved. As you can move more, right, there's strengthening of the legs. And in fact, going back to the warm-ups cover the six major joints of the body. So we start with the head. There's two warm-ups for the head and two for the shoulder, two for the spine, two for the waist pelvic area, two for the knees, and two for the ankles. And the ankles are really important because one of the major causes of falls, right, when you study it, is a tight Achilles tendon. Yeah. So that's one. What I bring into my classes, I also talk to them about what happens if you fall, and that's part of the fall prevention. So I'm constantly trying to get them to relax and sink and to tell them not to fight. So one of my big mantras now is we're studying relaxation, no resistance, and what that means. There's a common saying we say, you win by losing. And you have to take that out of the fighting arena. And what win by losing means is that don't waste your energy fighting things head on, right? Just accept it, learn to redirect it, and then all of a sudden you're number one. You totally reverse it, and you know nothing, whatever's coming at you doesn't know what happened. And that's what it means. And what I'm trying to teach my students is that the easiest application is physical, right? Somebody pushes you, just let it go. Then the next application is the emotional, right? And then that's a little harder. And then it gets the mental, emotional, right? Your own angst and things. And so dealing with people, with life, the human issue, the social issue, that's the hardest application of it. But anyway, it's small movement. It's easily adjustable to anybody. And what I try to bring in, for my experience, is the healing and the more internal, what we call the Qigong side, so different kinds of meditation, different kinds of focus. One of the huge safety factors that we have, that we're all held to, is the no-touch rule. Because this program has international teachers, right? Instead of trying to teach people how to touch and handle people safely, they just say, don't do it. Right? No, you don't handle anybody, nobody gets injured.
So, you know, you just started talking about the health aspect. And I would imagine it takes a lot of time to understand the health aspect, right? Because it's not just the physical. You have to understand the internal components, like you had started to touch on. How do you teach that to a class? I mean,
So the internal Kung Fu, the Qigong, the Neigong, the medical Qigong, I'm still learning, and there's a lot of things I think I understand, and then a year later I understand better, right? But it's just repetition. So I guide the students. I'm not worried about them doing the form perfectly. I'm not worried about them memorizing. I try to do a balance for those who just want to come to a class and enjoy it, and try to do a balance for those who want to practice on their own. The internal side is just constantly repeating the same, what we call the principles. Right? So one of the principles is sung, relaxation. And trying to give different concrete examples. And that's one thing I've always tried to do as an educator.
Right.
Because, you know, maybe 70% of the population, you give them a definition, they get it.
Right.
30% they don't know. So you give them another definition. Oh, maybe 15% gets it. But there's always that little 1%. So I'm always looking for analogies and such, and then reminding them I'm teaching the same thing.
Right. Yeah. Right. Now your actual massage therapy, it sounds like it's a natural extension of what you've learned.
Yes.
So maybe within the next minute or so, maybe share how do you work with your patients or your clients who are needing that massage therapy work?
So I tell people, I classify my massage as medical massage, which basically means that I want to treat whatever their symptom is, whatever their condition is. And so I have the traditional massage modalities, the Swedish, the deep tissue and such. But I do a lot of, if I do oil work, I'll do Lomi. And Lomi is very healing. And Lomi too can be, they say, I was taught it can be light as a feather,
right,
or it can be like, you know, just deep down to the bone. On top of that, I'll overlay what we call energy work. Mm-hmm. And the simplest way to think of energy work is like Reiki. But it's not exclusively Reiki. Reiki is one of the tools. Mm-hmm. And I look at other things. So when we're treating somebody, what I'm learning to do and trying to do is not just look at, oh, that muscle is sore, okay, I'm going to attack that muscle. It's, you know, there might be another, what we call trigger point, so I might treat someplace else and that might release the muscle, but I'm looking at charts and I'm looking at things that I really believe that a lot or most of our issues are caused by emotional mental.
Mm.
And that's where you start using energy work.
That's so interesting.
So just the other day I treated somebody and that person was really happy because they recognized that, wow, you know, you incorporate the traditional massage techniques with the energy healing.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
that's great. Well, Randy, you know, we would love to talk more. Unfortunately, we have a time frame here. But if somebody wanted to maybe attend one of your classes or be treated through your medical massage, how can they get a hold of you?
Okay. Well, the centers I talked about, they would have to, you know, call them directly and inquire about their classes. Different places have different requirements.
Right.
For myself, I'll leave my email address with you, so they can contact me at Randy, R-A-N-D-Y, at laoshengkungfu.com.
Mm-hmm. And also, I know since I've browsed for you on the web, you have a great YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's one of the ironies of the pandemic is it's pushed all of the instructors to the web. And that just led me to create a YouTube channel so that the students could just do it at their own time,
right,
which has led me to share my Kung Fu and other things. So
that's great.
You can go to YouTube. You can just search for my name, Randall Lau, with one L, or look for Lao Shen Kung Fu. But yeah, right now I've got so much current content. If you search for Randall Lau with one L,
you'll find me.
Come up. Yeah.
Randall, thank you so much for sharing everything that you do. I mean, from being a certified instructor for the Tai Chi for Health Institute to being a licensed therapist. Thank you so much for keeping our kupuna healthy.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me. This was a lot of fun, and I appreciate what you guys are doing to help promote the health of the kupuna also.
Our pleasure. Come up next, we have our Kupuna Wiki Classic Trivia.
We'll be back with more Kupuna Wiki right after this.
Have you ever been worried leaving your loved one alone? Whether it be illness, a fall, or just personal safety, the Electronic Caregiver Mobile Medical Alert System with GPS technology will give you that peace of mind. With the simple press of a button, an on-call staff member will be able to locate you and provide expedited help by alerting family or emergency medical services. To learn more about the Electronic Caregiver, call Priscilla Wong at 954-0820 and mention Kupuna Wiki to receive a free gift.
Welcome back to Kupuna Wiki on AM 690, The Answer.
Thank you to all the participants who called to last week's trivia question. And last week's Kupuna Wiki trivia question was, the ancient Hawaiian system of conducts and laws is called the Kapu system. And now this week's Kupuna Wiki trivia question is sponsored by Randall Lau.
Created by King Kamehameha III, the band, presently called Royal Hawaiian Band, continues to entertain audiences in Hawaii and around the world today. What was the band originally called during his reign?
For a chance to win a Long's gift card, be the first person to call us with the correct answer at 808-792-5188.
And again, we'd like to thank this segment's sponsor, Hawaii Kai Senior Living, recently voted Best of Senior Living by SeniorAdvisors.com. Hawaii Kai Senior Living offers customizable care options to best fit your needs and lifestyle. Call 808-395-9599 and mention that you heard about them on Kupuna Wiki.
Well, thanks for joining us today on the Kupuna Wiki Radio Show, Hawaii's senior resource. We strive to make sure our seniors are informed and supported every step of the way. Again, I'm Brandon.
And I'm Andrew.
And we'll see you back next time on the Kupuna Wiki Radio Show.
You've been listening to the Kupuna Wiki Radio Program. If you'd like more information about today's topics, please call us at 792-5188. That's 792-5188. Or visit us online at kupunawiki.com. Until next time, aloha.
The preceding program was sponsored by Kupuna Wiki, Hawaii's senior resource.